Hi there, Structured Rambling listeners. This is Paul, and welcome to this special brief New Year's edition of Structured Rambling Podcast. I just wanted to do my annual texts in review that I always do. I will be posting a complete list over on my blog. The blog was called Structured Rambling as well. It's where I started first before switching over to podcasting almost entirely, but I always post the complete list of the texts I have read and watched and listened to in a year, and I'll post that list in the show notes if you want to look at the whole list. A little sample, I wanted to tell you about my very favorites. My favorite, first off, films I watched last year. Now, I should try something new. I'm going to tell you my two favorites and one least favorite. Now, I gotta qualify this because I often watch films that maybe are, or TV shows that are not current. And so I write these on the list, but I will try to only talk about films that were released in 2023. So my favorite two films I saw in 2023 were Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I'm not sorry, but I know it's like maybe just a little bit so popular it's ridiculous, but it's stinking good. It's superheroing as superheroing should be. I think my favorite film, though, of the whole year remains David Leitch's Bullet Train, which came out right at the beginning of the year. I think maybe even before Christmas, but just a fun little Tarantino meets Baz Luhrmann on a train surprise romp. Awesome. Good film. The movie that I saw last year that I liked the least, Old Henry by Potch, I think, Ponick Crowley. I don't know if it's exactly when it came out, but I also saw Napoleon by my favorite director is Ridley Scott. I should say I saw 75% of Napoleon. What a steaming pile of crap. So there you go. TV shows, I didn't watch a lot of them. And definitely not a lot of current stuff. My wife and I are currently working our way through season 6 of The Crown, which I don't know. I'm going to do an episode on it. I don't know why. Sometimes it's well made, but it just makes me, I think I'm kind of a anti-royal. And season 5 of Vikings, of course, I loved it, but that's a couple years old. So I think my favorite show I watched last year was House of the Dragon season 1 or Letterkenny season 11. I'm due for season 12 right away here. I also watched the documentary 5 Came Back about directors who went to World War II, but I don't know if that came out. Most disappointing, probably The Winter King season 1, based on the Bernard Cornwell series about King Arthur. A quasi-historical version of King Arthur, a lot like what Jack White did better, but I do love me some Bernard Cornwell, but the show is a failure so far. I will probably show up for the second season, and then we'll see if I stick around. But I was really impressed with House of the Dragon, and I was not expecting to be. What was the verb I started that sentence with? I was not expecting to like it at all, but it holds up every bit to Game of Thrones. Anyways, books. I read, according to my list, 86 books last year in 2023. Yes, some of those were audiobooks, which I don't have an issue putting on my list. I think about 20 audiobooks. But the book, geez, I'm seeing too many nonfictions, but I really, 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 really loved, and this is one of my favorite books ever, so it deserves to be here. I really loved The Children of Ash and Elm by Neil Price. It is a a history and a cultural study of new and latest and cutting edge research on the Vikings and their culture. And it is amazing. I will reread it very soon. Another book I read last year that I really enjoyed was The Nuremberg Trial by John Tusa and Ann Tusa. Stunning. Book I read that I was disappointed in, The Evening and the Morning by Ken Follett. I know Pillars of the Earth fans are going to throttle me. I liked Pillars of the Earth. I don't quite hold it up as high as many of its fans do. It's good historical fiction, but it's uninteresting fiction and good history. I thought his prequel, and I haven't read any of his sequels, so maybe I set myself up for this, but I thought his prequel, The Evening and the Morning, would have more of the Viking incursions in England. Yes, I'm a one-trick pony. I don't care. It was kind of dull. I also really enjoyed How the Word is Passed by Clint Smith, a story of the history of slavery in America. That was phenomenal. Stephen King's Fairy Tales. That was good. And there you go. As for albums, I don't know. I think I'm a little biased towards music that I was listening to on a family trip in Newfoundland. But I think my overall musical album in 2023 was probably by, oh my goodness, I can't say this. I've already referenced two Viking things. I really like this band called Skald. Okay. They're a band that does Scandinavian traditional music, and they're I don't even know if I'm saying it right, Mustafolk. That album was awesome. I'm not that ashamed to say how much I liked it. I just sound like a one-trick pony. Other favorites, the new Dave Matthews, The Man Never Disappoints. Sorry if you don't like him, but you're an idiot if you don't. The new Muse. There was this awesome collection of people covering songs from Metallica's Black album. I don't like all of it, but the Weezer, Biffy Clyro, one of my favorite bands, the Miley Cyrus covers, the new Sigur Rós was great. But probably my favorite is the three songs that are released off the new Green Day album. I think I'm going to be doing a 21st anniversary retrospect of American Idiot, but in honor of Billy Joe ticking off Elon Musk. Get on. Good going, Billy. But their new three singles so far is as good as it gets. But if I were to pick my favorite songs from 2023, most listened to songs, well, I'm going to say it. I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling and Peaches by Jack Black. Those got a lot of plays. Maybe sometimes ironically, but I like them both. The Barbie movie was a fine movie. I haven't seen Oppenheimer. I'm sorry, I'm a Christopher Nolan fan, but it really doesn't appeal to me. Just the subject matter. So if you were wondering why I didn't list either of those films, also because I would have had to see them in the theater, and I don't go to the theater anymore. I have almost completely quit. I don't believe there's any necessity to go to the cinema anymore, and I don't care what anybody tells us. So there you go. There's my quick year in review. If you would like to see the complete list, I will post my blog address in the show notes. I got some new episodes coming out here in January and February. I'm going to be talking, among other things, The Gunslinger by Stephen King. I'm solely going to read through the Dark Tower series again and do an episode on each book. And what else am I doing? I'm talking about Brave New World in 1984, a comparison between those two novels by request. Remember, ratings, reviews, requests. I am probably going to do an episode on the Crown series. I'm thinking a look at American Idiot by Green Day. We'll see. Other thoughts And if you've got them, send them. Have a great day, and I hope the very best for you in 2024.